Well, on the phone with us today, what a pleasure it is to have a legend in my mind. I don't know would you describe yourself as a legend? Kyle
legend
Gass.
In my mind as well.
Of Tenacious D, everybody. What's going on, Kyle?
Thank you. Wow, what an intro. Calling every day just to get myself seen.
A lot of times I'll throw stuff up on Facebook like, hey, I'm going to have an interview with a certain person. If you have a question for them, go ahead and drop it here. A lot of times, you know, not that much action goes on with it. They're like, who's that? Or, you know, oh.
Did I get some heat?
You got some heat.
Man.
You got quite a few likes on the social media there.
I'm so old, though, now. I'm very old. That's nice to hear.
People care. They love Kyle Gass. So let's get into it here. Of course, you've been on numerous TV shows, tons of film.
You know what? I think my resume is really much better than the reality. It looks a lot busier. Those parts were very small. You know, a lot of those took maybe a day. And then, you know, I had the rest of the year off. No, it's going good. I'm trying to stay busy.
What have you been doing over the last year? Of course, everybody knows the pandemic. A lot of people stuck inside, not able to do anything. What have you been doing?
Yeah, I thought about writing the novel because that's what you have to do. And then I just, I got tired and I couldn't do it. I lost it. But no, I've been, trying to write some music. Yeah, trying to record, do things that aren't performing live.
It always sounds nice, all this time off, and then you get the time off, and you're like, cool for a couple of days, and then you're like, okay, this is kind of boring now.
The grass is greener, I've heard. I don't know if you heard that.
Did you pick up any new hobbies?
You know, I got back into golf, because that seemed to be the sport du jour, where you could go out in the wide open spaces. And then the love-hate relationship began again, and I remember how much I hate it.
Are you any good at golf, or you said a love-hate relationship?
Well, that's the problem. When I'm playing well, it is pretty fun. And then when it goes south, I'm like, what? I can't believe I paid for this. This is terrible. But then I get really into it and I'll play every day and still won't improve. But no, it's pretty fun. It's just, it's a good walk spoiled, as Mark Twain said.
I'll golf a couple of times a year and then I just do it for the drinking and camaraderie, though. That's about it. I'm not any good
exactly.
at it. Let's talk about a new song you just released a couple of weeks ago. Vaccinated is the song. Set to the Ramones, I Want to Be Sedated. I'm going to play just a little clip here. Hopefully I don't blow your ears off with this. I don't know how loud the phone audio is, so you might want to back it off a little bit. Let's play a little bit of Kyle Gass and Vaccinated.
I tried to call the doctor, but I lost my phone. Hurry, 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 I feel so all alone. But shit, I live in Cali, I guess I'll just get down. Oh, 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 oh. Bam, 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 bam. I'm getting vaccinated. 24 seconds from now, I'm getting vaccinated.
It's good stuff right there. Set to the Ramones, of course, I Want to Be Sedated.
I think I surpassed the original. I think it's actually better.
I actually think it is, too. Lots of cameos in the video, too. Amy Lee from Evanescence, and your buddy Jack Black. Even John C. Reilly pops up right at the beginning of the video, and you have to do a double take. I was like, that is John C. Reilly. Holy smokes.
Had to call him in. Had to call in all those old favors. Come on, take one for the team, guys.
Yeah, so what made you put this together?
Just heard it, and it really seemed the syllables or something just kind of rolled off there. And I thought I was really original. And then I posted a little Instagram, and people seemed to like it. I thought, well, I'll just record the whole thing. And then once you do that, you might as well do a video. And then once you do that, you might as well call in. But then I checked on the interweb, and then I noticed there's like five other videos with Vaccinated to the Ramones. I'm like the most unoriginal person. And I thought, thank God I didn't see it before because I wouldn't have done it. I probably just would have gave it up.
Isn't that the hardest part about social media today? I mean, you figure being a comedian and it seems like come up with those jokes and stuff like that. There's already 1,000 memes out there that have made that joke. So you could be sitting there writing your comedy act. And then before you know it, you know, you get it finished up and you're like, oh, those jokes are all over the internet anyway. It's hard.
Group consciousness, too. People, there's only so many funny concepts. And if you have like 300 million people going for it. And I think we realize now it's just there's a lot of funny people out there. You know, just because they're not making a living at it doesn't mean there's nothing funny.
Kyle Gass is on the line with us. All right, let's talk about it. Tenacious D, what are the plans looking like for the band? Are we going to tour? Are we going to get back together? Are we booking dates?
It is our 20th anniversary of our debut.
Holy smokes.
Album, our very first. So I think there's going to be some kind of... Don't mention it. I don't think I'm supposed to even mention it.
All right, we'll blur this out.
Blur this out. some sort of celebration, concert, something like that, like a pay-per-view, Jake Paul sort of situation.
Oh, excellent. You know what the perfect venue for you would be? Sioux City, where? Iowa, live on pay-per-view. Hello. I think we got it figured out.
I love it out there. Where should we play? What's the venue?
Oh, there's a lot of good venues. The outside good venue would be the Hard Rock. We got a Hard Rock Hotel and Casino here that does a Battery Park series.
Do they have Texas-style hold'em? Because I do actually enjoy cards. I miss cards during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. They would let you right in, too. See, I always walk past it, and the tables are busy. I can't ever get in because there's so many people that play it.
VIP? I just squeeze my way in. Their cage is here.
No, they'd probably pull a chair out from somebody else and let you have that chair. If you showed up, I'm sure.
Get out there. Great out there.
We'll make it work out for you. But, yeah, and then inside, we got a Tyson Event Center. Holds about 10,000 people. So we would probably have to do it outside because I imagine it stretching for city block upon city block if you guys were to do that.
Yeah, that'd be pretty fun. I'm going to talk to Jack.
You go set that up. Sioux City, Iowa, man. Here we go. Let's talk about Pick of Destiny. Of course, just an excellent movie. Any chance that we've
heard? I think that's the 15-year anniversary this year. 2006. My math isn't good. Yeah, 15 years. Where is the dequel?
We need something. There's been rumors. Maybe they're going to do something. Maybe we can make a second part.
Someone, please. Well, here's what we need. We just need 25 to 100 mil.
There you go.
And just a really kick-ass script. And I think, who should direct it, you think? Maybe Spike Jonze.
I think we could probably hook that up.
Thomas Anderson. Give him a call.
There's a guy that lives about 90 minutes to the south of us. I think that could fund it. A guy named Warren Buffett. He lives about 90 minutes away from us. I'll make the call.
Of Nebraska?
Yes.
The Omaha, what did they call him? I don't know. It's got a great nickname. Yeah, he could finance anything.
We'll provide you with all the cherry coke that you want, Mr. Buffett, and you come down and watch a Tenacious D show. We just need we'll go right in the middle, about $50 million. We'll give him the concert, and then he'll fund the movie.
Wow. I want to get all the industrialists on board. I wonder if he's a fan. That would be great, wouldn't it?
I'm assuming he is.
Sure. Isn't it just, isn't everybody not?
It's Kyle Gass of Tenacious D. We talked about it at the beginning. We talked about it at the beginning of the interview when I posted this on Facebook and on Instagram. You got some heat and you got quite a few questions. I said, hey, drop some questions here. If you want me to ask Kyle, I will try my best to get into them. And I think we got enough time here to get a couple of them in, okay? If that's okay with
All right.
You can answer them. You can tell them, kick rocks. I'm not answering that, but we'll throw a few at you and see what you got.
All right.
Jason Lux says, get a good Dave Grohl story from him.
When Dave first came to see us at the Viper Room, we were really nervous. We were playing like a residency four Saturdays, and we heard rumors that he might come. And then right before they open the curtains, they have these old school curtains, who pops their head in between the curtains to wish us luck? But Dave Grohl himself. Hey, guys, just want to say have a great show. And we were already nervous enough before. But thankfully, we did a good show, and he was very nice. Soon after, we were in his video.
Yeah, he was probably a bigger fan of you guys, and he was probably the nervous one than you were of him. But you were very nervous.
he was another stratosphere, especially then. That was a long time ago.
He's probably asking people, do you think they'll even talk to me if I peek my head back there? I don't know. I'm nervous.
Oh, yeah.
Got to give yourself some credit.
I'm sure. Okay.
All right. We'll get on to Billy's question here. Billy Fixdale says, I've always wanted to know what road they were traveling down when they ran into the devil and had to sing the best song in the world.
That was the Death Valley, actually, the lowest point on Earth. We were checking out on a geological expedition. Jack and I do some geology on the side. Good question.
Simple answer, Death Valley.
Yeah.
Ian Johnson says, what song is the most fun for him to perform personally?
You know what? I really enjoy Roadie. Play Roadie. It's just kind of a fun, easy riff, and I like it. I like it a lot.
Josh Ronfeld asks him if he got a lot of girls by playing the flute in the high school marching band.
I got zero. I had a crush on one of the other flute players, but she did not reciprocate. So it was tough times in the flute. Switch the guitar too. I tell you, you get a lot more action.
Oh yeah, once you switch to the guitar.
Once you hit the axe, yeah.
Do you ever pick up the flute anymore?
I do. Actually my mom wanted me to post a video of me playing on Instagram. And I was like, I'm so out of practice, Mom. But you gotta do what your mom asks.
What song are we playing when we pick up the flute? What's the go-to?
I think it's usually a Christmas song.
Oh, beautiful. Nothing says Christmas like flute.
Which one's that? Let us know, I think. It's got a nice little bounce to it. I like it.
I know the flute's sitting next to you. Go ahead and pick it up, play into the... No, I'm just
playing. Oh, my God. It's so in the other room. So,
I think that's it.
I think good, yeah. Last question. We weren't that hot.
Well, we get a lot of sarcastic questions.
Oh, yeah. You got to filter. Don't give me the mean ones. And then there's going to be the anti-vaxxers coming in. I got controlled by the CIA brain and the deep state. I get it. Take one for the team. I'm controlled by the state, and I feel great.
You know, so what, Obama or Biden called you personally and said, you know what, Kyle, we need you to step in.
They installed the tracking device.
All you Hollywood elitists are all on the same payroll. We all know it.
Control. Uncle Joe, waiting for orders.
That is a great note to end on, sir. I appreciate your time. It's Kyle Gass of Tenacious D, and you got to check out his video, hilarious video, lots of cameos in it. Just look it up. It's called Vaccinated on YouTube. And thanks so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Oh, dude. Thank you, sir. Let's do it again.